On the other end, I got Michael Dean. What's up, Mr. Michael? Dean, please say the whole thing.
I am Michael W. Dean. I'm using my, I'm going to turn it down a little bit because you, there we go. So I'm using my $17 mic. I did a blog post about my $17 mic.
$17?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because remember, we had that caller who sounded amazing, and like he was using a $40 dynamic mic, and we don't use dynamic mics. We use ribbon and condenser. So yeah. I was like, I'm going to try to outdo him and get a cheaper mic and do better. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And you did. Well, I don't know if you did better. Did you think you did better? I don't know.
I think I did. I mean, what do you think? I mean, I don't think I did better than our ribbon mics, but maybe. I'm using a little tube preamp too. I'll just continue. We're gonna have a weird episode today. We're gonna like talk about things that we're working on that we were talking about before that we don't have time to not talk about because a hurricane's coming and Andre's working with us on a wrap and he's in New Jersey, so we have to get him
New Jersey.
So we're gonna have him call in and we're just gonna talk about the rap we're recording called Obama's Feet Stink.
Are you supposed to use his real name like that? I don't think you should use a rapper's real name. That's not cool.
Oh, man.
Not cool.
Right. Okay. Rich Black, a.k.a. Silver Stax.
Silver Stax.
Yeah.
A.k.a. A-Palm. I like to call him A-Palm.
Yeah.
Yes.
A-Palm.
Like A-Palm to your face when I pimp slap you kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, A-Palm. Agent Orange. I guess he could be Agent Black. That's racist. Why I gotta be so racist? Yeah, we were texting about it, about doing the Romney and Obama faux debate that we're gonna do as the last verse of the rap, and he was like, "I guess I'm Obama then." I was like, "LOL, yeah, I guess." Or it might be funny to do it the other way. I thought that might actually be funny.
Well,
I did Obama.
Here's what I was thinking too: is if. We don't get the footage of the third verse from him in time of the debate between him as Obama and you as Romney or me as Romney or whatever. If we don't get his in time, I think we could use stock footage of those two presidents and just loop them and kind of like stutter them under your talking and put them in like red, white, and blue Fox framing with their names under it. You know?
You could. And you could even, you know, if you had the time and the energy and the effort, you could make it sound like they were saying our words. But you're doing the video editing, and that would be up to you if you want to take it that far.
Yeah, and I'm already dealing with footage that he's going to shoot. His footage looks good, Andre's footage, but it's shot on an iPhone, and it's weird format. And he sent me a
test
last
night. We've always had problems doing
Apple-oriented
things with not only PC, but Adobe Premiere as opposed to Final Cut Pro. Apple, why do they do that, man?
Because Steve Jobs, as Richard Stallman said, Steve Jobs made jail cool. And you said...
I know, but it's so cool. Yeah, and he didn't make it cool. It's still not cool.
Steve Jobs made jail. Yeah. Yep.
What a D-bag. Yeah, yeah. But I thought they were slowly getting better because the market was forcing them to. I mean... maybe I'm wrong on this, but I feel like maybe didn't iPods used to only be usable on like an Apple system and not on a Windows system?
And then they realized the folly of that if they wanted to be the main
dominant MP3 player. So the market forced them to be less jaily.
If you want to be dominant,
I feel like it should do that with other things, right?
If you want to be dominant, you have to be able to play well with others. Yeah.
You know, what drives their non-market forces as far as being like that with media production is the fact that, you know, they're probably some of their biggest buyers are mainstream TV news stations for Final Cut Pro and buying Macs and stuff. And those kind of places almost are run like their own little state. So
I was watching the weather report for the hurricane coming. Oh, by the way, Larkin Rose, I wrote to him today and said, hey, let's do an interview next week for the Gumbo. And he said, if neither the election nor the hurricane finishes me off, yeah, let's do an interview.
Is he out there in the East Coast too, or what?
Yeah. Anarchists and hurricanes. Oh my. Yeah. He's in Philly.
No.
I think thereabouts. Yeah.
Why can't the hurricane hit DC? I mean, that'd be nice. The Republicans are always pretending they're going to shut the government down. Maybe we need a good old hurricane to do it for real.
Harry Reid was in a bad limo accident. That just sounds like rich people problems. He was in a bad limo accident.
Problems. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, my limo's in the shop. I got to take the damn town car.
The town car. When I did the Deauville Film Festival and they flew me to France to show to present the Selby movie, they picked me up at the Paris airport in a town car, drove me a mile away, or an hour away. It was pretty sweet. It was like, you know, black sedan with a French, little French man in a suit.
Yeah.
It's nice. They pretend they don't speak English too. So speaking of other countries, I'm using the Russian tube modded preamp here, this cheap little $80 preamp with my $70 mic. And
but you're going to flip that preamp. You don't want it anymore.
Screw it. I'm going to keep the Russian tube. I'm not sending it to you. I'm going to send you the cheap Chinese tube as a spare. Some Indian given or white man given on the cast live. This whole cast is just going to be the same conversation Neiman and I were having before.
It should be politician given instead of Indian given, right?
I mean, I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The politicians government gives because they give stuff out, but they have to take it from you in the first place.
Government given. So
that's the definition. That's better than the definition of Indian given. It's politician given. Yeah.
So I'm going to try.
You're right. Government given.
I'm standing up like a rapper with my mic and my headset, like walking around the room like a manic street preacher. Yeah.
You're mic controlling now. That's what they call it. Mic controller.
What does that mean? Does that mean just holding it or does it mean using good mic technique with it?
That's just a term rappers use to describe themselves. You know, like the DJ would be the beat controller because he's controlling the beat, or the producer. The rapper's the mic controller. It's just kind of cool because it's a cool verb just to use control for what you're doing to the mic. It's like, I am dominant over this mic. I will make sounds sound awesome.
I'm the everything controller. I've been micromanaging you and Rich Black for 72 hours. Like,
yes,
emailing you, paging you, calling you. Every 5 minutes.
You're the would-be anarchist dictator over our little private organization here.
No, I'm like the anarchist Phil Spector who only uses guns for good, not evil.
Okay, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I guess the thing is, though, that you actually obsess about these things so much, and in the end, that ends up being a good thing because even though you're kind of a hard ass, at least we end up getting shit done.
I know. Yeah. As opposed to bands I've been in, some bands I've been in where like people were hard asses and nothing got done, like Slush. Well, I guess we got some good tunes out of it in the can, but yeah.
Yeah. Slush was pretty dope, man. I dug
it. Yeah. Obama's Feet Stink. So Obama's Feet Stink is a song based on a loop by we can't name him, but a septuagenarian, friend of ours who said in passing, while we had mics running for some reason, he said, Obama's feet stink. He's a liar and his feet stink. And
and
Rich Black, Silver Stack said, man, that was awesome what that guy said.
It was just out of nowhere. It's like, we all hate Obama, but no, I don't think anybody's ever dissed his feet before.
Well, that's kind of an old guy thing. Stink. I've never heard it about Obama, but I think I've heard it like 30 years ago. Some other old man said it about some. It's an old guy polite. It's a way of like being really disgusting without being filthy, you know, without cussing or
like your mom sucks eggs instead of, you know,
yeah, but that's implying
your mom was on my dick,
but that's implying
night.
What it's implying. This is not even it's just like, really, yeah, and his feet stink. Yeah. Obama's feet stink. Yeah.
Also, it's kind of like you know, I know you like to think your shit don't stink. You know, Obama might think his feet don't stink, but they sure as hell do.
So do you guys, they're super
smelly.
What's the status on the end of those raps there? You wrote your parts.
We're writing them back and forth through text. No, if you've listened to rap, you've heard this kind of thing before where one MC will spit a line, the other MC will spit a line, they'll just go back and forth.
You're gonna have a written out rap battle between the candidates.
But really you can't do that unless you do. I haven't thought of a way to do it other than I'll write my line and he'll play off of that line and then I'll play off of his line, because otherwise you won't get it to rhyme and you won't get it to actually be a counterpoint. So which is hard to do if you're not in the same room. Like if we could collabo in the same room, it would have been done already. I'd have been like, oh, I'm gonna spit it like this, and then you spit it like that, and be like, okay, and then I'm gonna say this. I'm like, I'll come back with that. But when you got to do it over text and pigeon, it takes a little bit longer. So,
yeah, and they made it look really spontaneous in 8 Mile, but that was all in a script somewhere, you know.
Well, what it was portraying wasn't, but yeah, on TV it was, or in the movies. But we'll be back and talk more about this in just a bit.
All right. Worms.
2-0-12, and we've also got Michael W. Dean, and maybe we'll have some callers later. We've got a specific caller we want to get on the line, but he's out trying to prepare for New Jersey Armageddon Hurricane, blah, blah, blah. What's the hurricane's name, Michael?
We'd like to do a shout out here to Rich Black, a.k.a. Silver Black. Stacks. AKA I know it's going to be a wet. I know it's going to be cold and wet there on the Jersey Shore, so take care and hold your loved ones tight and wear a sweater. Isn't that something
sweater?
DJs used to do? Like local DJs
sweater, if you got one.
Ew.
Yeah. Local DJs would like tell you what you should be doing with your night.
Yeah, I remember when the hurricane comes on King of the Hill. Who's Dale's wife? It's Luann from 8 Mile filling in for Luann's wife on the local news, and she says, "Hug your babies tight. There's a hurricane coming." I like that. Hug your babies tight.
Marvin Zindler, who is like the whitest guy in the world, he used to be on the local news in Houston. He was the guy who, have you ever heard of the story of the best little whorehouse in Texas?
I know the movie with Burt
Reynolds.
He's
the guy who shut it down.
And Dolly Parton.
Right. Marvin Zindler was the reporter who did like this expose and got it shut down. And then in his old age, they sort of put him out to pasture, but he was still on the air. Like he would read the health department's reports on different restaurants and like out them on the air. And he had a catchphrase called slime in the ice machine. And they even did like a little jingle. It was like, they say it's slime in the ice machine. And at the end of every bit, he would go, it was just rote. He would say, hopefully you have a good evening, good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy. And he's got like this platinum hair, white hair, and he's just like the whitest guy ever. And it's just funny because the two things he thinks of for having fun on the weekend are golf and tennis. He does say whatever makes you happy, but I'm sure he would not include going to a whorehouse, since he doesn't want people who go to whorehouses to be happy. He's dirty.
I have a quick announcement. We just heard an ad for the Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle DVD. It will be available forever, but it's $25 on Amazon. I have 3 copies left at $15 each, autographed, postpaid within the U.S. If you're listening on October 28th, write me on Facebook or write me at talkback@freedomfiends.com, and I'll set you up. We take silver, too. I've gotten silver for a few of them. It's good. So look at that thing I just pigeoned you. It's the top-selling musical instruments on Amazon, and the mic I bought is on there. But it's kind of interesting if you read down the first 5 or 6 of them.
Mike. I've got like, what number is it? I'm on 1 through.
I think it was 4 last time I checked. Okay, a lot of them make sense. Like number 1 is a guitar tuner, number 2 is picks, number 3 is headphones, number 4 is a digital recorder.
I don't see your mic on here. The only mic I see on my list
moved off.
I guess it's been kicked off. The only mic I see is the Blue Microphone Yeti USB microphone.
It was funny though. The other day I looked on here and like above the mic on this list was like suspenders, like what for, like dressing in drag and playing jazz or something.
Do people do that? Are they drag jazz musicians?
Well,
is that a thing? I didn't know that was a thing.
What was the resurgence of hipsters playing horn music? Ska music. Those guys dressed up like 60s, you know.
Yeah, swing was big back then. Like people there was like a swing revival and people would swing dance and
speaking of King of the Hill, there's a Dale Gribble line where he says something like, you know, he's complaining about the decline of Western civilization in some way, and he says, "I blame the internet and the revival of swing music."
There you go. Yes, it has ruined the world. Now I don't know. Are people still into that? I thought that was like a decade ago. I don't think people do that kind of stuff anymore, except for the really geeky ones. But who am I to judge? I'm just talking out my ass.
Yeah.
Do whatever makes you happy. Good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
Yep. So the name of this episode is, if they love this, Billy, if they love the state, they're not really your friends, which is something I picture a mother in the future in LibPair telling her young boy child when he comes home from school.
Yes.
Complaining that there's a few statists, like telling him they need more government.
The statist, I imagine, would be picking on him.
Billy, if they love the state, they're not really your friends. And, you know, yeah. David LaBoy asked us, what do you think about, what do you do about statist friends? And I told him that, you know, that. And I said, if they want to use the government guns on you by proxy, they really aren't your friends. Get them out of your life. Dump them like a trip to the toilet. Seriously. And I said, you can borrow my mantra. Unfriend and block, unfriend and block, unfriend and block.
In essence, yes, they're advocating for bullying if they're advocating for the state. So yeah, in the schoolroom, playground sense, they are bullies and they are not your real friends. And you don't have to impress them because they're just stinky bullies. But the other thing, though, Michael, that I worry about that mentality is...
You won't educate them if you drop them.
Yeah, but then again, there is the converse. You could come back and say, well, there are some statists that you just can't educate.
Yeah, I think you try. I think you try. You know, I mean, I was a proud Democrat 5 years ago. I was a lazy one. But, you know, I think you try. I think the way to tell the ones that are...
Fiend phone. Have you swallowed too much of the state's poison? The Freedom Fiends will stick their fingers down your throat and hold your hair back while you hurl. Check out the new show, The Freedom Fiends Agenda, on Adam Curry's No Agenda Global Radio. Streaming live every Thursday from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. East Coast U.S. time. The Freedom Fiends Agenda is Michael W. Dean and Nima Vedati's fun and feisty chat about market anarchy, self-defense, real money, the digital police state, activism, DIY media, sex pets, and rock and roll. Call in soon before they get droned. Live studio number 307-215-5171 or via Skype to username kittyfeet1. Listen live at nagradio.com. That's nagradio.com. The Freedom Fiends from freedomfiends.com.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Fiend phone.
What's the AA term?
Phone.
Constitutionally phone. Incapable of being honest with themselves. Hang on a sec there, fiend caller. Let me finish this this bit. You know, I think if they like defend the state, like they're defending their mother and you said something bad about their mother, then they're not going to make it, you know?
Maybe. I think you got to play it by ear. Each person's going to be different and react differently.
Let's come back to this.
We have a point, but we'll come back to it with the caller. Yeah.
Who's on the phone there, fiend?
Knight.
Hey, Knight. It's Nima's little brother. How you doing there?
What's up?
Good.
How's
speaking
the state,
of status, Knight had he had a red ribbon week at school. I usually have problems saying that. I'm surprised it was as clear as it was. I always say red ribbon week, but red ribbon week at Knight school. Tell us what red ribbon week was.
What Knight. Grade? First, what grade are you in there at school?
I'm in seventh.
Seventh grade. All right. Tell us about your week, man. It's good to hear from you.
Well, I got done playing football.
Yeah.
No. Tell us about Red Ribbon Week, man.
Oh, Red Ribbon Week. Okay, I was about to say Red Ribbon.
Yeah. Not like I had a piece of toast and I brushed my teeth, but like Red Ribbon Week.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty much, it's like a drug-free week and
where everyone stops taking drugs at school, including does that include the teachers drinking, and does that include the kids that the school shrink puts
that
on
they
Ritalin?
Put on Ritalin.
Yeah. They didn't talk about prescription drugs and how that kills anyone.
They said that? And
they mainly talked about weed and stuff like that. Saying, you could become addicted. And There's like, and it can kill you.
There's a picture going around Facebook.
Wait, they said weed could kill you? Did they say that?
Yeah, they said that.
There's a picture going around Facebook of like a mother finding her teenage son's corpse with a marijuana pipe in his hand. And it says like, stop shooting marijuana. It'll kill you. Think of your mother finding your corpse. Making fun of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, I can't believe they straight up lie like that. There is like, they've done studies. There's no humanly possible lethal dose on marijuana. I guess everybody who listens to The Fiends probably knows that. But
yeah.
I guess there is a lethal dose, but it's like 4 million joints or something in an hour, which nobody could physically do.
Well, we're going into a break here. Let's keep Knight on and talk to him for the archives and then take another caller.
All right. All right. Good.
So hang on there, Knight. Worms. Worms.
Ugh, I'm so sick.
Nima, do you have to go do something?
We'll keep recording Knight during the break.
All right, tell us about it, Knight. This will go into the archives later.
Yeah.
All right. Well, pretty much, they had, like, this entire, like, pep rally thing there. And at first, I forgot it was Red Ribbon Week, and but I thought that they were doing something for breast cancer or something like that, because usually all the football players have been doing, like, buying the pink socks and stuff like that.
I don't know what that is, but I can imagine.
Yeah, it's a thing where some people call it pink washing who are critical of it, but you haven't seen that nowadays, everybody wearing pink in support of breast cancer, and they have some clever slogans like save the boobies or protect
the tatas. I like
save the boobies,
but I don't go out of the house, man.
They all wear pink, and supposedly it somehow helps women not get breast cancer. I don't know what the thinking is behind that, but that's the thinking.
Yeah, so they had a breast cancer or something, and they had like a lottery or something like that, and I got a ticket, and you know the colors were out wrong when they printed it, so it looked pink. And so someone was asking me, well, what do you get? And I'm like, I don't know, breast cancer.
You get it from that.
You get breast cancer. That's funny. So go on.
But they had like this entire play, and they were talking about how, like, this skateboarder, he went to school and his mom died from ODing on weed.
Did the kids, write and make the play, or was it, like, a play by adults?
No, it wasn't a play. They showed a video on, like, a huge screen.
Ah, wow. So somebody actually produced a video for it. Where the mom ODs on weed and the kid comes home to his dead mom. That's disgusting.
No, it wasn't a play. It was this series called The Natural High. It's like a channel on YouTube or something. And the skateboarder, like, he was talking about how drugs, like, change the way you act. And
yeah, well, they do.
Stuff like
they
that.
Do. That's why you take them.
They do. That's why you take them. Yeah.
Yeah. So, pretty much, he said that his mom OD'd on marijuana, and she died.
Wow! Wow! How did your fellow classmates react to that? Did they laugh? Did they think it was ridiculous, or were they scared? Did it actually work on them? Did the propaganda work?
Some of them thought that all this was true, but some of them, they're with me on like freedom to like consume whatever
freedom of ingestion
do. Freedom of ingestion. And then some of them just laughs because they've been hearing this for 12 years pretty much.
Yeah they've heard all the propaganda before. It can't do much else to them.
Well, yeah, they've repeated the same thing over and over.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and expected different results. The definition of insanity.
Yep, yep. Cool. Yeah. Well,
we're back in a second here.
Yeah, we're about to come back. Thanks so much for calling, Knight.
Yep.
All right.
Good having you on, man. Call anytime,
bro. Love you, brothers. Bro. Love you, bro. I'll call you to have an actual conversation on Monday or Tuesday. I'll talk to the whole fam, okay?
He can all talk. Right. He can talk to you after Tuesday night because we're busy till then. I have him till then.
Yeah.
There okay. You go. Take care, all man. Right,
peace, bro.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Worms. Worms. Yeah, we know we came in with a phone call on. That's how we do it here on Fiends. I mean, the Fiends is, at this point is, but we're so good at it that a good show for us is basically just having the conversations about all the Liberty stuff we're doing anyway, but we're broadcasting it.
Yeah, yeah. We just party and bullshit.
Yeah.
That's all we do.
We just drink 40s and yell about the president. So yeah, are you stealing time from the Fiends and doing some work there with Silver Stacks?
We've got
read it. What you got? Read the notes out loud, man. No, work in progress. No. Hey, man, we're I mean, not the work no. Don't progress. Read the words. Don't read the words. But you know, we are a teaching hospital, and you know, Ben Quaker called me today and was like, I called him, but one of the things he was complimenting me, saying,
"Yeah,
he was complimenting."
Usually,
me
if saying, you're on the phone with somebody, it's because you called them.
Me? Nah, he calls me. Well, he apologized for not calling me enough, actually. But Ben Stone from Bad Quaker Podcast was complimenting me and saying that I've done a lot to improve the audio quality of the Liberty Movement. And I'm like, no, just you. And he's like, no, Garrett Fox and, you know, someone else. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. I mean, not.
I think he's right. I think we have kind of a reputation for that. We did a favor, or I guess I ended up doing a favor for a guy in the Liberty Movement. What was it? Last week? He asked you for an audio favor and you're like, I can't do it. I'm busy. Have Nima do it. You know, where I had to record somebody over the phone because apparently it was a
politician. My 91-year-old dad was here. I would normally drop everything and do something for a friend like that, like people often ask me to do, and I always do. But
and he probably would have made it happen if I wasn't available, but yeah, I was
no,
there and
I
you're like,
have.
Hey, can you do
I
this?
Wouldn't have. No? My 91-year-old dad came to visit me. That doesn't happen often. Who knows if it's going to happen again? I'm not going to tell him, go sit in the corner while I, you know, do something for somebody that they should be able to do themselves if they read all my blog posts like they should.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it wasn't this guy's fault. His part of his gear broke. His phone broke. And so
hey,
that's why
I've got backups. I got backups, man. That's why I'm not selling this USB preamp.
Do you really have, you have a backup cell phone? That you could take the SIM card out and replace it and just turn it on and not have to like go to the Verizon store or something.
Well, let's see. My wife has a cell phone. I have a cell phone. They have different numbers. So yeah, I have a backup cell phone. I have a landline. I have Skype. Yeah. You know, I'd go to the neighbors and do it. I mean, like that's how I am if I had to do it. But
Well, anyway, the point of the story was I was helping this guy out with his audio problem. Basically, it was recording a politician, which I don't know why we were doing it. Apparently, he's an anarchist or a libertarian or something. I didn't ask questions, but I just did it. And the guy was like, hey, you know, you guys do have sort of a reputation for, you know, pushing the high audio quality and all that kind of stuff. So that's why I wanted to reach out to you guys for this. Even though we were recording some guy talking on his cell phone into my digital audio stuff. But it just sounded decent for what it was.
Fiend,
you know.
Phone.
We never did
Fiend
finish
phone.
Talking about
Fiend phone.
How
about
to
talking
with statist friends.
We will. I've,
hello,
I wrote
caller. Caller, you sound like you're falling down a wind tunnel.
Hello?
Hello? Hi,
hey,
there we go.
This is George.
Hey, George.
Geodesian.net.
Okay. You sound really distorted and there's a lot of background noise. Is there anything you could do about that?
I think it's a little bit better now.
Background noise. That's rough. I don't know.
Can you turn down your mic? Your input to your mic, it's really distorted.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, George. Well, we were just talking about the importance of audio quality, so and you're lacking in it. It hurts my ears. No, I'm kidding. We like your website. How do you say it?
Teodesian.net.
Yeah.
Oh, I just figured I'd call in, say hello, talk to you about the topic today. You know, the friends who are
statists. Are you on a phone or something else?
Okay.
I think it sounds fine now. I think
sounds
really, passable.
I have the treble all the way down on him. Do you have a phone? Okay. Are you calling on Skype with a headset?
I'm calling on Skype, and I got a cardioid mic.
Okay, move further away from the mic. That's a good start. And we are a teaching hospital, so we'll do this live on the air.
All right, cool. Sounds good.
Sounds better. What's your background noise? You have a heater on?
My background noise is probably my computer. You know, I'm one of those enthusiasts that builds one that sounds like a freaking jet taking off. So okay. I need to get this in another room probably.
Can you do that? Can you pick the mic up and walk away from it?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's try that. See, we're you know, I started out by yelling at him about his audio, and now we're showing people how to improve it.
Yeah, yeah. How's this doing?
Background noise is completely gone. Now move the mic about 4 inches further from your mouth.
Okay. How are we doing now?
A little better. What do you think, Nima?
I think it sounds good. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It sounds, it sounds better than a cell phone. It's definitely passable. Yep. I think it sounds fine.
So what's on your mind? Oh, the topic about dealing with statist friends. How do you do that?
Oh, I just do it probably the same way anybody else does it. It's hit or miss, you know. The thing that I find a lot coming up when I discuss stuff with statists is, oh, hey, you know, how come you keep harping about the government? You know, it's not as if they're coming after you every day, and it's like, are you scared of them or something? And I'm like, well, you know, in some level, you know, they're the only ones making death threats to me every day implicitly. But mm-hmm.
They don't get that. Can you move a few more inches away from the mic, please? And then I'll turn you up. It'll sound better.
Yeah, sure. Give me a second here. Okay. How are we doing now?
Talk.
Hello.
All right. That's good. Go ahead. How do you deal with friends?
So the other thing that made me think, you know, it's not so much the statists I'm scared of. It's the people who believe in it. They really believe in it, you know?
Well, Ben Stone says that the state and the government are different things, and I think that's what you're talking about without using the same terms. The government is, you know, the cops and their guns and their badges and their pensions and the judges and the politicians and the buildings. That's the government. But the state is the people and the collective hallucination of the people that allows that to continue. Like, literally, if the government ended tomorrow, the state would go on for a little while, a few weeks, until it was couldn't do anything anymore. And if the state ended, the government would try to go on for a while, but it wouldn't be able to. You know, if there's no cops willing to pull the guns for the government, there's no government.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
You
have
to end the state first. If you end the state, the whole thing goes away. If you just end the government, the state will end up creating a new government.
Yeah,
or another government will come in and take over.
And when we say end the state, we mean end the collective hallucination through education. Boy, I could make like a rap, like one of those preachers.
That's pretty good.
Jesse Jackson.
The other thing I would say that, you know, since it's kind of hard to dissuade them of their beliefs, in the end, a lot of what I do is just I try to ask questions that are somewhat incendiary. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I don't particularly care if I piss them off.
I think that's called macho libertarian flash, and it's one of our favorite topics.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the one that I happened upon pretty recently that I liked was if you showed the same amount of submissiveness to your church and your religion as you did to the state, would people think you were a cult member? I really get some fun reactions out of that one.
I'd rather people do it to their church because the church, that's voluntary. And, you know, without the government backing, the church has no power. They used to because, you know, 400 years ago, because they were the state pretty much. But, you know, I don't care if someone believes in imaginary friends and talks to imaginary things. I'm not saying there's no God. I'm just saying, like, I don't think they
well,
do it
I,
right.
I really like the point, though, to bring up how cultish it is to believe in the state and be one of these mainstream people, a statist, a voter, a left-right person. Sometimes they say that about libertarians and anarchists, you know, oh, we're cult-like. But Tom Wood sort of takes them down a peg and says, oh, really? We're the cult-like ones? You guys are the ones who sing anthems and have pictures of the past leaders and praise it all the time and have an oath that you take every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really not pisses an oath, them off a, when a you pledge, tell them they might as well
it's not even
Santa
an oath.
Claus.
But yeah, yeah.
Yeah. At least Santa Claus brings you gifts without stealing anything. He makes them out of magic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for calling in. You got anything else?
No, man, it's cool. Thanks for letting me talk to you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
So, Nima, you got anything more on this topic of...
Yeah, yeah. You know, I've been... oh, damn it.
Let's keep going.
I'm never going to get to tell the story.
We'll keep recording.
No, no. We'll come back after the break. Oh, shit. We'll come back after we sell things.
Oh, no. I said break. Let me say shit to cover it up. That's not worse.
I'm going to cover up the break with some shit.
They say break on TV all the time, man. NBC all the time. And after the break, worms. Worms.
Ugh, I'm so sick of looking at Steve's wedding pics, and I'm all out of passive-aggressive comments. What else am I supposed to do at work all day?
Sick of stalking your ex on Facebook?
Yeah!
Are you all out of cute cats and autocorrect mishaps to lolat?
Duh!
Freedom Fiends to the rescue! The Fiends now have a blog. Read all about the latest tyranny today. Dream about lip pair. Laugh while Western civilization collapses. Just click on the cat icon to the right of freedomfiends.com. Freedom Fiends blog. Read it!
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. We have Freedom Fiends, Anarchy Gumbo, and two designs for Guns and Weed the Road to Freedom. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists. It's only $6 for 4 buttons, including shipping. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
Worms.
Worms. Worms. Worms.
So you stealing time from the Fiends there to work on your hip-hop career, Nima?
No, it was the break. It's not time from the Fiends. I'm stealing time from listening to Ian's ads.
No, you're stealing time from the Fiends to go work on hip-hop that has nothing to do with the Fiends or Liberty.
Well, what do you want me to do? It has everything to do with the Fiends.
I know.
And everything to do with Liberty. So
and it was my and it was my idea.
Yeah, it was your idea. You're the one calling us saying, hey, work on this.
Yeah, I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding saying you're stealing time from the Fiends. Yep. If you weren't doing that on the break, I'd be mad at you.
Yes,
I'd be micromanaging you. I call it being proactive, but it's some call it micromanaging.
Potato, potato, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, back to statist friends. At my job, you know, I'm newish there. It's been about 2 weeks. And I was talking to one of my friends there, you know, he's a newer friend, an acquaintance at first, but I kind of liked the guy immediately. He's tall, half Indian guy. He's funny. You know, his first opener to me was, oh, wow, you have an epic beard. And I was like, okay, somebody compliments my beard. We're going to be friends. And the first day, you know, we were talking about what we did. You know, I was saying, oh, yeah, it was in TV, and then I hated it, and then I did, you know, tech support, and now I'm going to do my own. I'm doing my own thing with this podcast, and it's great, but I need a little extra money to buy more gear. And he was like, oh, I want to be a cop. And I was like, what? What? And I think what I said was, oh, I'll convince you otherwise. And he was like, he like looked at me quizzically, like his head tilted to the side, like, I'm like, yeah, you don't want to be a cop. And so we've been having this sort of ongoing conversation about it. I went through the other thing, or the other day we were talking about it, and I just went through the whole thing. Like, you know, in the end, it's submit or get shot. Because I was saying, well, you know, cops, the main thing, even if you say, make the argument that they're doing good things, they're getting paid through theft. All of their paycheck is stolen money. So basically, you being a cop makes you a thief. And he was like, no, I don't think so. How do you figure? And so I went through the whole thing like, well, if you don't pay your taxes, what happens? And he says, well, they audit you. And I'm like, no, they audit you. What do they do if you refuse to talk to them and still refuse to pay them? He's like, well, they send people to your house. I'm like, yeah, exactly. And I was like, well, what happens if you refuse to go to jail? And he's like, well, they'll take you to jail. And I'm like, well, what if you just sit there and say, I don't believe in your authority. I'm not going to jail. He was like, well, I'm like, well, they shoot you, you know, eventually they shoot you. If you continue and continue and continue to refuse, or if you fight back, that's their last recourse.
But Nima, there's like, a social contract.
He didn't even go that far. It's something sort of clicked in him. And he was like, huh? And I was like, I said, basically,
cool.
Your choice is you submit or you get shot. And in that slogan-fied version, he was like, yeah, I guess you're right. You submit or you get shot.
Where do you know and where do I sign up? Well, where do you know this cat from?
From my part-time job, delivering pizzas. He's a fellow delivery driver. And you know, I also went on the whole thing about taxes and how, you know, because that was what we started with first. I was like, he was like, well, how do you figure everything the government does is bad or all government's bad? And And he, I said, well, the state, you know, yada, yada, yada. And he goes, but we're the state. We are the state. What do you mean, the government? And I said, well, yeah, you know, in a sense, but we're not the ones who control it. I said, you know, do you, if you're the state, you, right, you're, that's your argument, you're part of the state. Do you want to kill fellow brown people in other countries? Do you want to incinerate little babies? And he's like, no, no, that's awful. But you know, I was like, well, you're paying for it. Do you want to pay for it? And he's like, no. And I'm like, well, you have to. You know, or you have to submit to paying for that, or you get shot, right? So we went on that, and then the other day, I think it was yesterday. No, it was payday, right? So we get our checks, and he looked just downtrodden all day, and I was like, "What's wrong, man? You okay?" And he's like, "Oh, it's just the government." And I thought maybe he was joking because he's kind of a trickster and a jokester. But he didn't really smile, and I was like, oh, what, did you see your paycheck or something? And he's like, yeah, I can't believe they took out
who's
all that money.
Who's this FICA bastard? FICA, yeah. Who's he?
Yeah, he's like, why do I need to pay for this Social Security? I don't get Social Security benefits.
You know, I was watching one of those shows today where they show, like, people falling off their skateboards and racking their balls and, like, trying to break beer bottles on their head and it not working and stuff like that. And then, like, Danny Bonaducci comments on it and things like that. People like him.
I hate those kind of shows.
On but, yeah. True TV.
I hate them because the commentators are always so statist.
But I was watching all these. Yeah, they are. But I was watching all these, like, 18-year-olds do incredibly dangerous and stupid shit. And thinking, mm-hmm. like, okay, so starting next year, I'm going to be paying their health insurance, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So but, good for you. Good for you on talking to your statist friend and putting up with him.
The thing is, it's a wonderful thing to see the light bulbs go off. And you know, I asked him because I think this may have been his first check that he looked at, because he's a young cat. I think he might be a freshman or early in college. And I think it might have been the first check he looked at and saw the chunks of money the government takes out. Because he says he's done, like, freelance work, like he goes and does photography and stuff. And he's a really good photographer, too. But usually with those kind of things, in smaller gigs, you just get paid cash and you don't really take your taxes out. You know, you just get – they give you money.
They want
you
to.
I'm not saying he's doing anything illegal. I'm just saying that's
well,
a lot
he's
of
doing
times
something illegal and he's going to be a cop, so – there's a dichotomy. he could be called to arrest someone and put a gun to their head for what he's doing, for what he's been doing.
Well, I'm not saying he's been. Well, I'm not trying to out him, is what I'm saying.
Well,
I'm
no saying, one knows
I don't,
where
I don't
no
know
one knows
if, that's,
where you,
if that's how his thing.
No
is.
One knows where that, you work.
Yeah, fair
you
enough.
Haven't said what company.
Fair enough. But the impression I got was that's the first time he's seen it in writing, because that to me is so sickening too. And how do people not look at? I guess maybe that's why the government loves cashless and direct deposit and all that. Because when you sit there and look at your check and you just see the deductions the state takes out, I don't know how you don't get angry.
Yeah, when you see Ron Swanson come in and eat a third of your sandwich.
Yeah, when he eats most of your lunch and sits there and looks at you and says, that's taxes. Yeah, that's exactly how it is. They sit there and show it to you. And the thing is, too, me and him we make most of our money off of, you know, tips, and the cash ones don't get automatically reported, so a lot of our money, you know, we just get. But I told him, wait till you get like an office job, like wait till you graduate and you work 40 hours a week doing, you know, and all your money gets reported to the government and they take it out. Then you, in fact, I wrote a song about that. That was one of my earlier rap songs. Was I forget the line, but it was basically about how, yeah, now that I'm in a proper job, I realize just how much money they take out, because it is a big chunk. And it, I don't see how people look at that and don't go, wow, why do I support this system? What am I getting out of this? What benefits? I guess the statists in their head go, well, those are the roads. You know, I gotta drive.
Roads.
But that's a pretty steep price, I feel like. The amount of taxes we pay is a pretty steep price for what we get. I think we could probably do better if there was competition involved.
Let's quit talking about the government. I don't even care that there's an election coming up. It's we'll put it all in the wrap. It's all in the wrap,
man. I was like,
man.
Well, yeah, part of the wrap is, you know, you wanted to have it come out before the election. I was like, whoa, election. Is it that soon?
You forgot.
Jesus.
It's a week from Tuesday.
Well, I knew there was. I knew they were running and campaigning and everything, but I didn't realize, I know, hey, it wow, did come it's up like soon. In a week.
And I only know it's a week from the election, and I am pacing back and forth like a manic street preacher. You should try it, man. It's freeing. I like it.
I want to, but I'm using a ribbon mic. It's too much proximity effect. Here, yeah, let's do a test. I'm going to walk back and forth and talk. And you'll see how horrible
it'll make a lot of noise. Yeah.
Check. Yeah. Hey, I'm talking. No. I'm far away from the mic. Can you hear me?
No. Oh, well, you could take the ribbon mic off its stand. But
I could do that.
So, but it's
gonna
have a lot of handheld noise too. So anyway, I only know the election is a week from Tuesday because we have a song and video we want to finish. Obama's Feet Stink featuring Rich Black, DJ. What are you? Your MC DJ, Library.
MC Library, aka Nima V. But we figured the library is pretty awesome because the double entendre of Barry, you know, Barack Obama B-A-R-R-Y. Is also called Barry.
Yeah.
Yes, it was, and he's Barry, a liar.
Berry, but we noticed it at the same time and changed it because great minds think alike. So,
yes,
Library. He's a liar, and Library. His feet stink. And my name on this is Caniacal the Scribe.
The Scribe.
It sounds mystical. I like it. So,
Scribbles.
Read the thing I just pigeoned you. It's the weirdest comment I've ever gotten on YouTube. That I can't tell if it's an insult, a death threat, a praise, all of the above, none of the above. You read it. It's so weird, man. Yeah. It was on one of the Freedom Fiends, uploaded to YouTube.
Okay, here is the comment. Kitty feet with the mic fetish. Remember blocking this channel soon after subscribing? ? Just because I wasn't kissing Steffi Bottom. He did diagnose you as having mental illness brought on my childhood trauma for liking a bit of kink. Remember Swingo Bang Bang? Still got all your guns? I hope so. I do love going against an armed man with nothing but a bald guy's feet. Worms, dude. Worms. That is the language you like, isn't it, fellas? Let's have a party at Steph's place tonight. Or later.
He's talking about Steph on Molyneux, man.
I figured.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
That is a weird comment.
The bad thing about the internet... Oh, man.
He interrupted me.
I didn't get it in. I could have got it in. Worms. That's how we like talking, isn't it? Apparently, we like saying worms.
That's what you like to do, fellas want to.
Wasn't that a weird comment on the YouTube?
Yeah, but I think it was friendly. I don't think it was mean. I think it's like just joshing you, buddy. Like, worms, dude, worms. That's the language you like, isn't it, fellas?
Well, he did say I'd blocked him, but I don't have him blocked on YouTube, so I don't know what he's talking about. Maybe I blocked him with my other profile because that was actually posted on old profile where I put up a couple of the Freedom Fiends ones.
Just because I wasn't kissing Steffi Bottom.
Yeah, that's KittyFeet69 is my YouTube channel one for that. And my new one is Right Arm of Wyoming.
What's Swingo Bang Bang?
I have no idea. Having sex? I don't know.
Still got all your guns, I hope so. That's kind of an odd thing to say, too.
Yeah. That was the part That was the part that made me feel, not threatened, but that maybe it was threatening, you know?
Yeah. Odd comment. If you're listening and you made the comment, call in. We're curious.
Or don't. Well, are we feeding the trolls by discussing this?
But you like to feed the trolls as art.
Fiend phone.
Oh.
There he is.
Fiend phone. Fiend phone.
Hey, Fiend, what's your name? You're on the air.
I did not make that comment.
I know who that is.
Who is that?
It's everyone's catching up because I had my family on for 2 hours last week. So
my turn.
It's your mama.
Hey,
it's your mama.
I went and voted.
I'm sorry. Can we ask who you voted for?
I actually was able to write in nobody.
Really?
For president.
Okay. Expect a knock on your door.
Why?
I'm kidding.
That's awesome. You wrote nobody. And you did it on an electronic machine, too. Didn't write it on a piece of paper?
It'll change it to Romney.
No, it won't. I voted for nobody. That's who I want.
It'll just go down the memory hole.
You know, if everybody voted for nobody, you know, most people voted for nobody, they wouldn't have nobody. They'd go to the next guy on the list, probably, if they're even that honest, you know.
Well, we
would all know if everybody voted for nobody, we would all just stop paying our taxes at the same time and then screw it. They would die. The parasite would die of starvation.
But you know what?
Would come get you.
Talking about, you know, statist and statist friends. the more I thought about, well, the choice, of course, is there's no good choice. But I have, you know, I think of morals and ethics a lot. And when it comes right down to it, you're right, as far as, like, taxes, too. It goes to pay for these drones that go and kill innocent kids. And you have to realize that, to me, I believe in karma, that comes back to you. If you're voting for someone that's doing that or going to do that, then that comes back on yourself.
See, I like that. You say that there are consequences, which I think, although I think that I'm not that big a believer in karma, and I think the consequences are going to come in the form of Nuremberg trials for the drug warriors.
Well, yeah. I think the consequence, the most visible consequence, is that you enable the state to continue to exist. So the consequences are, you know, more of your money gets taken. You're going to get more tickets. You're going to have more cameras watching you. You're going to have a whole host of other horrible consequences.
Right.
Just because you decided to make your voice heard and vote.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But have you heard about Frank, your brother, and his harassment?
You were telling me a little bit about it. Yeah, it sounds pretty horrible.
Okay. They sent him a notice because previously his license was suspended. And during that time, I remember his girlfriend coming and picking him up and taking him to work. But he received a letter this week saying that his Texas driver license will be suspended for an additional period because they have determined that he drove during that time.
How the hell did they determine something like that?
Exactly. That's what I'm like. How did they do that?
Well, I was wondering if it could be the cameras, but then again, I don't know if the cameras, do they have that high of a resolution to determine who's driving the car? I thought they would just get a picture of the car and the license plate. I mean, couldn't he go in and argue, hey, it wasn't me driving, just because my car was on the road doesn't mean I was behind the wheel.
Right. Well, he wasn't ever stopped or given a ticket or anything, so. Yeah.
Although, yeah, it's Frank, so that's that you know of. Frank could have gotten stopped and gotten a ticket and didn't tell you. That's theoretically possible.
Yeah, that's
no. Yeah.
No, but he usually puts it on Facebook, so then I know.
Right. Because you're always trolling our social media, like a good mother does.
What? Yeah, I got to know what my kids are doing.
Thanks, Mom. Entire family blocked on Facebook.
That's me.
Nah, I love them. I don't want to, you know, you've seen the video. The mom filter for Facebook.
Well, I love my mom, and you know, I don't mind her keeping tags on Facebook because I'm not stupid about Facebook, and I only put things on Facebook that I would be comfortable with the general public knowing anyway.
Nima, you know? Let me ask you this. Nima, you said you never checked the little red dots at the top. Does that mean every time I tag you in a post, I'm wasting my typing breath? Does it?
We're not saying the Freedom Fiends are the one true path to anarchist liberation, but it's a good one. If you want to put your voluntarist money where your mouth is, consider making a donation to the Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post. Then make a one-time gift via PayPal or set up a monthly contribution of as little as $3. Giving to the Freedom Fiends helps advance education of horizontal liberation throughout the world. The Freedom Fiends. We work hard, so send us some money.
Want to contribute to liberty but short on cash? You can help the Freedom Fiends without even spending a post-1964 dime. Download uTorrent and start seeding Fiends episodes. Follow twitter.com/fiendtorrents to grab the past episodes and new ones as they post. Leave your computer on, seeding the torrents, while you're at work or asleep. The more people seeding the Fiends, the more drone-proof we'll be when the boot comes down. That's twitter.com/fiendtorrents.
Nima, are you there? Hello, Nima?
Uh-oh, we lost him.
We lost Nima. That's weird.
I don't know.
All right. Well, you tell us what's going on there, L from the South.
I don't know. It just seems crazy. And another reason I wanted to vote was we had a Proposition 5 to get rid of all the red light cameras.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a big controversy that our little city of League City has made $5 million in profits from sending out red light tickets, which is quite a bit. But they also have used that money to buy software, and I don't know how it works. I just read some of it today, but software to where they can better keep tabs on the internet in our area and our emails and our internet usage.
That's horrible.
I'm back. Yeah. Sorry,
what
guys.
What happened, Nima? Were you stealing time for the Fiends to work on your hip hop career?
No, it's freaking Lenovo. Bad design, guys. Bad design. On the front of my laptop, there's a tiny little switch that turns on or off your wireless card. So I was talking with my hands, as I often do, and my hand apparently flicked this tiny little switch and turned off my internet.
Oh, it's not the computer. It's the Italian in your blood that you got from your mom. It makes you speak with your hands.
Yeah.
I talk with my hands, see?
It's the whole that whole old world region in general, because Iranians talk with their hands a lot, too.
That's right. It runs across races.
Yes. It does. It does.
So do you, apparently, Lisa. Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Do what?
You can repeat that, Nima.
We'll leave
that one.
Okay, good. It's for the better.
We got to tell her. We got to tell her. We don't want her to go back and listen to it and go, if she wants to react, she can. You said it goes across races. And I said, so do you, apparently, Lisa, because Nima's here.
Well, that was my goal at an earlier age.
Really?
But no, it wasn't.
Didn't you want to make your dad angry because he was kind of racist back then?
Well, I could never understand his racism. And yes, your grandfather was very racist. Was is a key term. So it's a good thing he's changed his ways.
Well, now that he's got black grandchildren and Hispanic grandchildren, it kind of makes it hard to be racist, doesn't it?
Nima has a sandfro. We decided that. He has a sandfro.
I can grow one.
Hey, let's quit talking about Nima's race and making fun of him. Let's talk about dirty movies. I rented this movie called Emmanuel. Have either of you ever seen it?
Wait, are you saying you want to talk about porno with my mom?
Well, Emmanuel was
it
was on my show notes, and we're getting, we got a little time left, but I really wanted to get to Emmanuel. Emmanuel was a 1974 French, big budget cinema. It was the first movie that was majorly distributed through theaters throughout the world that had explicit sex. And it's basically a softcore, really high quality porno. And the lady who was the actress in it died recently. So it's been in the news a lot. And I was like, I've never seen that. I got it and watched about half of it and went, this is too tame. I kind of like the play rape scene between the houseboy and the housegirl, but main sex, and it's really soft focus, gentle, beautiful, weird, All right, hang on a second. We'll keep you on.
Mom, what do you think about the sex in that movie?
We're going to keep you on for the archives here.
I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah? We're going to keep you on for the archives and talk about dirty movies here.
I remember Emmanuel in Space. Was that a sequel? It was a softcore porn on Showtime.
It was probably
that I used to
a
watch when I was 13. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of porn do you like there, ma'am?
Me?
Yeah.
I liked Anne Rice books.
Ah, okay, good. Let's stay in the literary vein.
Who's that? Who's Anne Weiss?
Anne Rice?
Right.
Rampling? She also writes under something Rampling.
Yeah, she did the interview with the vampire.
Did she do Interview with the Vampire?
She started all the vampire crap that's big now. She was the first one to be big with that back in the day.
Do you like the whole 50 Shades of Grey stuff, Mom?
Sleeping Beauty.
Nima asked if you read 50 Shades of Grey.
No, but I've heard a lot of talk about that. I haven't gotten that book.
I think it's Oprah erotica or something. Not about Oprah, but her kind of, book club erotica.
Apparently it's pretty raunchy. There was some reviewer on Amazon who described himself as a retired old man, and he said that the main character
from being an old man.
Yes, he's no longer an old man. He said the main character has so many orgasms that it gave him arthritis.
I've heard. I came up with a line one time. It was, the sex was so good even the neighbors had a cigarette.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard a good line. It's kind of off the subject, but it kind of made me
I think
laugh.
We're fine with getting off the subject at this point.
Okay. Well, I heard a lady on TV, and she, and I usually don't like TV, but I was watching some show. Anyway, she was saying, someone was asking her something about, well, when did you realize this? And she said, well, it hit me. It hit me like Chris Rock. Not Chris Rock, Chris Brown. And I thought, that is so bad.
It hit me like Chris Brown. Yeah, Bobby Brown would also work in that situation.
Explain who those people are for our listeners, Nima. I don't really know, but I'm pretending I do. I laughed.
Chris Brown, he's an R&B singer. It was Rihanna he was dating at the time, right?
And oh, he smacked her around. Her. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
See, I laughed just because I was nervous, because I'm like, did I really bring up porn to your mom? I feel bad now.
Which I'm surprised Jay-Z didn't shoot Chris Brown for that, because Jay-Z apparently had an affair with Rihanna, too. I don't know. I'm not big on celebrity gossip, but that's, yeah. I don't know. I could be wrong. Yeah.
But I thought that was a good thing to say. Like, when people finally realized about the government and stuff, they could say,
it hit me like Chris Brown.
When I realized it, it hit me like Chris Brown.
Yeah, you know? That's funny. That's funny. So. Or it hit me like a Hellfire missile.
Yeah. Or a drone or something. Yeah.
Don't drone me, bro.
Yeah. Drones are getting big in Texas, big time. Ted Poe. Nima, you had a run-in with Ted Poe, didn't you? Didn't you? When you were little?
Did I? Maybe.
It was Halloween. You don't remember that Halloween?
What happened?
When the police knocked on my door.
What did that have to do with Ted Poe, though? Oh, was he my judge?
Yeah, he was your judge.
Oh, then yeah.
I still have the ticket and paperwork.
Should I put Ted? I'm working on the show notes. Should I put Ted Poe? Is that something people will care about and search?
Well, mom says he's like a congressman now or something. He used to be a judge. I did something fairly heinous one Halloween. It's Halloween-ish. We could tell the story.
I'll say Ted Poe messing with Nima. I think we're about on here. Let's check and see.
Okay.
We keep going.
We'll keep mom on, and we'll just continue the conversation into the break. Let's go ahead and just pause for a little bit so we can get the comeback correct.
I'm putting in the show notes, Ted Poe messing with Nima.
Okay.
And link.
So just hold on the line, mom.
Watch the
we'll
LRN
be back
Studio
just a bit.
Cam and chat with
we got like 9 seconds
left.
At
cam.lrn.fm. That's cam.lrn.fm.
All right. Yeah. And if listening to Michael ask my mom about her porno preferences wasn't enough to get you to stop listening.
Well, you're gonna have
now
to go,
my mom is going to tell embarrassing stories about me.
You're gonna have to go back and listen to the archives of this episode if you want to hear.
Yes.
Nima's mom's answer about my question asking Nima's mom about what kind of porn she likes.
Right. We've got a built-in tease. That's good media, Michael. Good job.
Yeah.
Anyway, mom was talking about drones.
Andre's calling. Can we take this?
Oh, he's calling.
Sure.
Okay, we gotta take this. We've been trying to get him on. We gotta go. Love you, mom.
Love you, mom.
Yo, Andre.
Hey, what's going on?
We just hung up on Nima's mom to take your call. That's how much we like you. Literally, I got her off the phone so quick. It was rude. You know,
thanks for being rude to my mom, like Michael.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm so much about the art, and you're Rich Black, Silver Stacks, that we're doing this rap song with, and we're having a hard time getting it out the door and getting it up there by Tuesday before you get wiped off the map with a hurricane. And, you know, I don't care about humans. I care about art. But I'll tell you this. I was watching the news and the weather report right before the show started, and I was like, you know, my whole family's on the Eastern Seaboard, like in Virginia, New York, Florida, and I'm like, I don't care about that. When's it hit New Jersey? Because that affects when we get these files from Andre. I'm serious, man.
DARPA is trying to stop the video from being made.
What's that, Andre?
I think Monday at 2 a.m.
Monday at 2 a.m. Oh, like Tuesday morning, you mean, or Monday morning? Like Sunday night?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought it was Monday at 8:30 p.m. when the high tide hits, too. Or no, Tuesday was what I heard, New Jersey.
I'm not sure. The last thing I looked at, I mean, I know it constantly changes, but the last thing I looked at, I'm pretty sure it said around Monday at 2 a.m. So, I mean, it's probably different now, but I don't know. I feel like it's not really that serious. Like, there's just been so much hype when it comes to storms.
I know, but you're saying that, but they're like They're upgrading it from the worst storm in 100 years to the worst storm in 250 years. And I know last year they said it was going to be horrible, and it
wasn't.
That
sells ratings, though. That's why they say things like that, man. They just want you to keep tuning in.
And they just care about New York and, you know, anything that even looks like it's, you know, like a gust of wind might touch New York or D.C., they go crazy.
Is it windy there right now in New Jersey?
It's a little windy, but, you know, it's normal. I was surprised to see that it's already raining. But, the wind is picking up some, but nothing crazy yet.
So let's spend the last, like, 40 minutes of this cast just doing a meeting with you, because that's how we do it on The Fiends. Let's go ahead and talk about the process, talk about where you guys are at, what we're going to do, what we need from you, what you need from us, and when. Let me micromanage you.
On the air, live. That is what we do at The Fiends.
I call it being proactive. You said I was micromanaging, and I'm taking that as my torch. Like, you know, call me the N-word, I'm an N-word, man. Call me a micromanager, I'm a proud micromanager, you know?
Okay, I'm saying, I mean, when I said it, I didn't mean that as a good thing. Like,
I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. So anyway, so have you and Nima got the third verse written yet?
We're about halfway through it right now.
Okay, you're halfway through the third verse right now. All right. Like, do you want to not do this on the air? You want to talk about something else? Am I embarrassing you or putting you on the spot here? That's how we do it on the Fiends. Yeah.
Well, I have to be embarrassed about it. No, this is fine.
Yeah. All right. So, we loved your verse. I loved your verse. I didn't hear about Nima, but I'm sure he did. Did you love it, Nima?
Yes, I did. It was great. I thought it was awesome.
It was real. And you had to do it late at night to not bug your neighbors, which kind of made it had a cooler, like, kind of down tempo kind of feel, you know?
Well, I kind of felt like,
I was trying to force it out to compensate for having to be a little quieter.
Yeah. He was worried about it not being hype enough, but I was like, nah, it sounds like, you know, you're in control of it. Like, you understand what's going on.
It sounded kind of Southern hip hop, too. You know?
You're like as cool as the other side of the pillow. You're like, yeah, fuck these guys.
And then Nima comes in and he's the, like, angry Middle Eastern screaming second verse.
Yes. I am. I'm like, Obama wants to kill my grandpa. Obama wants to kill my grandpa. So does Romney.
Man, we're fucking horrible.
Yeah, we're racist.
Yeah. I'm the only guy that can be racist. Only white people could be racist.
Please.
What they say.
I don't know how many black people you know then, because it's my belief that black people are the most racist people on the planet.
So, really? I mean, really?
Black people are so racist, they don't even like each other, so I don't...
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Michael was being sarcastic. Yeah, anybody and everybody can be racist.
Well, actually, the quote, black people can't be racist, I think it was Jesse Jackson who said that. Or,
did he really?
Or the other one. And that sounds racist. Who's the other one?
It's funny because, that statement is racist.
Al Sharpton?
Yeah, yeah.
The perm pimp?
You know, there's a video on YouTube. There's a Yeti video on YouTube of my friend... who does Pastor Ken Blanchard, who does a podcast called Black Man with a Gun. He's basically like a small government libertarian gun nut guy. And he went on Al Sharpton's TV show to debate him about guns. You know, Al Sharpton's like, only the police and military should have them. And like this other black preacher, a friend of mine, went on there and like bitched at him about it. It was pretty funny.
Right.
Yep.
I'd love to see that.
Good for him.
I'll find it.
Yeah, we should put that in the show notes. That sounds like something people would want to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
weren't we going to put Ken Blanchard in the Guns and Weed movie, or did he actually... I don't remember.
Well, he works for the government. That? I don't know if he can... his day job is working for the government, so I don't know if he can do that. But I asked him, and he couldn't do it for some reason.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, there was something about him.
Yeah. Fair enough. Andre, how far are you from the ocean, from what's coming tomorrow?
About an hour and a half away.
Aren't you going to be aren't you going to be riding a bicycle at some point tomorrow when the storm's hitting?
Yeah, most likely. I just take my bike to work because it's only a couple miles away, so I figure I might as well just do that.
Do you think the hurricane is revenge for Snooki?
In the winter.
Revenge for Snooki. God is punishing New Jersey for Jersey Shore.
God punishing New Jersey for Snooki.
And you know, I I fucking hate Jersey Shore so much because people from out of state come here and they really think that we're all like that.
It's not just you, man. I was talking to a guy, an Italian guy from Italy the other day online. He's a fan of my books, and he's like, yeah, everybody thinks Jersey Shore is us. You know, they blame us for Jersey Shore, and I've never been to America because we're Italian. They blame us.
They blame Italians.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I look people like their heads are popping because I don't know anybody. I've lived in Jersey pretty much my entire life. I've never met anybody remotely like that. And I've spent a lot of time down at the shore. And I've never met that type of person. But all of a sudden, they represent all of Jersey. Which is bad enough because Jersey already gets a bad rap for people from New York saying that New Jersey stink, but you know, whatever, fuck them.
New Jersey's feet stink. Well, I was, you know,
because when you're driving by in the on the turnpike, there's a bunch of factories on the way to New York, so, and I guess they're in New Jersey somewhere and they're just pumping just shit smell out the highway.
yeah, I know how that works. I grew up near Pasadena and Baytown in the Houston Ship Channel, and you drive by it and it's like this essence of stank that just pours into your car through the air conditioner. So I know how it is living by something like that, but it's not your fault, right? It's not Jersey's fault.
Nah.
All right. We'll be back soon. We got to go sell some things.
You got time to stay on here, Andre?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, cool. Stay on. Hang on a sec. Going into break. Yo, Freedom Fiends, yep, we're back on here. And
yeah, we're back.
On the phone, we got Andre Silverstacks, a.k.a. Rich Black. Yo. What's up, man?
Ellen.
Yeah, Ellen. The president dances like Ellen. Is that Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah. I think that's what he meant.
You see that clip of him on the Ellen show when he comes out and he starts dancing like somebody that had a reconstructive hip surgery?
How does Ellen dance? I knew that was a reference to a pop culture thing, but I try not to pay attention, so I didn't know exactly what it was. How does Ellen dance?
Horribly.
like a short-haired lesbian with a talk show.
Like a white lesbian, yeah. So speaking of dancing, okay, I got an idea for the video. I think I'd love it if you and Nima, in addition to filming your raps, if you would both film yourself dancing to it. And it sounds kind of cheesy, but I think it'd be cool to like put in filling spaces, like do a dance that just kind of like, I don't give a fuck dance, like really good dancing, but just like, I'm dancing at you, motherfucker. I don't even care. I'm not even looking at the camera during this part. I'm going to fucking dance at you. What do you think of that? Nima likes it.
I'm down just because I'm always down to act a fool on camera. It's kind of my thing. So I'm down.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's cool. I'm not really the dancer type, but I think it would be funny though. Anyway,
well, it would work funny, well if you're really good or really bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're having a production meeting. I'm gonna put that in the show notes.
I'm gonna be YouTubing videos of how to Dougie in the meantime. So I can Dougie during it.
Just make up a dance called the Stank Foot.
the stank foot. That's really
good.
Dude,
okay. That's how really to make good. It go viral. Yeah. We got to have a dance. We got to have, and I'll put it on the screen. It'll say, do the Stank Foot. I think you all should, right. If you can you both be on one foot and hold your other foot up near your face and smell it and then make an ugly face?
I don't know if I'm that flexible. I don't think I'm
that
flexible.
Yeah, what about the Pink Ranger?
Pink Ranger?
How about if you had someone else off camera wearing your shoes, sticking their foot in, so it kind of looks weird, like your foot is super extendable?
No, because if you want it to go viral, it's got to be a dance that people can actually do in real life.
Okay, it's got to have like three basic steps then. So we got to think of what are they going to be?
Something that pisses adults off when they see it.
Well, you know, there's that thing of throwing shoes at someone you disrespect in the Middle East. Maybe you could take your shoe off, smell it, and then throw it right past the camera.
Oh, my God. I wish I had a picture of Bush as a wing of that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Michael, do you know any choreographers? You know all sorts of types of artists. You know,
no, but I think Andre needs to get a tie if he's going to be Obama. Like, go to Salvation Army and buy a cheap tie for a dollar.
I don't know if that's how we should sell it visually. I don't know what we're going to do for the last verse is going to be sort of me as Romney and Andre as Obama debating, but I'm not going to be able to pull off a Romney.
You got to wear a suit, but it's going to say under you, then, you know, your names, the president's
names. I'm the Iranian
names.
Romney. Is that how it's going to be?
I think
with a beard?
Well, we thought about having me do it because on Saturday Night Live, you know, Andre would be playing Obama, I'd be playing Romney, and you'd be playing Akhdaminejad, Nima. But you know,
who does play Obama now? It's not Keenan. They don't have the black guy playing Obama. It's Fred Armiston,
who is
isn't
that light skinned guy from? Isn't it the guy from Portlandia still?
Fred Armiston, yeah.
Yeah, it's the guy who.
Yeah, he's
who,
funny as hell.
Yeah, he is.
He's kind of, he's, you know.
I think he's Hispanic or something.
He can play any race. I mean, he played Karakian. He played, you know, he played.
I think he has already.
I have this friend that's half black that lives in San Francisco. Some of my best friends are half black. But he looks Italian, but his mother is really black. And we had him, he told me that he traveled all over the world, like Europe and the Middle East with his dad when he was a kid or a teenager. And everywhere he went, people thought he was from there and started speaking to him in the local language. And he called himself the Universal Negro because he could do that.
That's awesome. Some people just have that face.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what else we got?
Me being brown in Texas, I would always just get assumed that I was Hispanic. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. People would always come up to me and start speaking Spanish. I'd be like, yo no sé.
No, yo no sé. And they think you're a rude Mexican that doesn't want to talk to them.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's ever mistaken me for another race. Unless they've heard me speak on the phone, not see me in person, then they just all assume I'm white.
I get mistaken in Europe. I get mistaken for German. I'm very little German and I'm mostly Irish and English, but, a lot of places, not even just Germany, people would talk to me in German.
I could see you being German. I could
and
see
then,
that.
And then I'd start quoting Hitler in German to them. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We don't like Hitler. You know, he's the playbook for Obama and Romney, I think in some ways. I mean, they're doing it slower and gentler for now, but. He was Democrat. He was Hitler's elected. A kindler, gentler Führer. Yeah, Hitler was democratically elected.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was. People loved him. He gave great speeches. You know, that's what they said about him. He's a great speaker. That's what they say about Obama, too. Oh, he's a great speaker.
Yeah. Obama's like three-ply tyranny.
Three-ply tyranny. And Hitler was
it's
five-alarm.
It's nice and comfortable. Yeah.
Hitler was five-alarm tyranny.
Since time began, tyrants have taken aim at personal liberties. Now there's a movie that aims back.
The government has no more right to tell us what to put in our bodies than they have to take our guns or tell us what books we can read.
Six drug police were eaten by bears while raiding a marijuana farm.
On your knees, you dirty hippies!
Jesus.
On your knees!
What's the problem, officer?
Today, many cops who enforce pot laws do so only because it provides them with cushy jobs, good benefits, and a chance to push people around.
I was an undercover narcotics officer. The drug war is nothing but a farce.
The Second Amendment says you gotta keep you and your gat intact.
Guns and Weed, the road to freedom. A film by Michael W. Dean and Nima Vedati.
DVD available now at gunsandweed.com or on Amazon. That's gunsandweed.com. Makes the perfect gift. Remember, that's gunsandweed.com.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network. A collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Right. No, Hitler was that brown not tissue paper, but the stuff you use to wipe your hands off. You know, when you're out of toilet paper in the public restroom, and you got to use that
like the stuff you can see the wood pulp in.
Yeah, exactly.
You can feel the wood pulp in. Yeah,
splinters in your asshole.
So let's talk about a little more about production. So, we got to get all your files from you before the hurricane hits, because regardless of whether or not you're going to be wiped off the map, like the newspapers say to sell newspapers, there's a good possibility you're not going to have electricity and or internet, I think, at some point for a few
years.
Well,
yeah, I do expect that that the power is going to go out, but everything should be good by tomorrow.
Cool. You going to be doing a stink foot on video? You gotta send me 10 seconds of video.
We gotta think
of
what the stink foot is. Hey, why don't we fiend source it?
Yeah, anybody.
So I really don't think our audience is much into dancing and choreography, but maybe.
How do you know, man? How do you know?
Because our audience is all men and straight men, probably.
It's all middle-aged men who have too many guns and live in the hills. What is it? A Peckerwood with too many guns who lives in the hills? That's a line from Shooter. And the hills he lives in are in Wyoming too.
You know what? You know what? What about Derek J or who's the guy? Who's the guy who did the dance party, the Washington dance party? The guy that you beefed with, Adam Kokesh. Let's see if Adam Kokesh.
No, he's not a dancer. He's not a dancer. He just put that thing on. And actually, Eddie Free came up with the idea for it, and you're forgetting that.
That's right.
I think Derek.
I didn't say came up with the idea. I said did it. He actually.
Derek J is a fashionable gay man, and I have his phone number. So you know, I guess that might be weird, but I think he's our go-to guy.
I mean, it may sound like bigotry, but yeah. Call the gay guy we know and see if he can teach us how to dance.
Well, you know,
gay guys dance, right?
Well, put it this way, you know, some stereotypes are based on some grain of truth. Like when they say black people can dance better than white people, I've been to a funk concert and I've been to a Grateful Dead show, and there is some truth in that saying.
Well, maybe it's just fans of some music. Of different genres of music dance differently. Dave Chappelle did that thing about how white people want to dance to guitar music and black people want to
dance. What's his name on guitar? That was awesome.
John Mayer.
And Questlove.
Questlove. Yeah.
Yeah. He's hit. That show's hit and miss, but there were some gems, and that was one of them. I like it when John Mayer plays lead guitar in the boardroom and the lady starts taking off her top.
Yeah.
I thought that show was fucking golden, man. I did too. Don't last.
I don't think there was any misses. I think I like everything that was on the Chappelle show just about.
Yeah, I really liked they had a show that was supposed to be like historical reenactment kind of stuff, documentary, and they, you know, like great battles, and they had one of like the great battle of 86 at, you know, some projects in Brooklyn that all started with somebody stepping on someone's Adidas at a Dougie Fresh concert and turned into a war that lasted decades.
Or was that a Keeping It Real Goes Wrong? Because that was another.
Keeping It Real Goes Wrong. I love that. The lawyer, man. The lawyer. The black lawyer played by Chappelle who ends up in New Jersey pumping gas. Yeah.
Oh, he was like, the fuck all this? Give me some fob.
Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang.
I think my favorite drawing was the one where they were making fun of Kinko's because I actually used to work at a Kinko's.
I
used to do all of that shit. If they have Windows, tell them to use Mac. And if they have Mac, tell them to use Windows. If they have both, tell them to use Linux.
Yeah. Nice. We're going into a little selling portion here. All right, we're back on The Fiends. It's another production meeting of Do the Stink Foot and Obama's Feet Stink here on Freedom Fiends Live.
We were discussing ties, and you were like, yeah, I get a red tie. I'm like, yeah, I have a red tie. When I used to be a shill for the state on TV, whenever it would be one of those patriotic days, like, you know, 9/11 or 4th of July or whatever the case was, I used to wear a navy blue suit, a white shirt, and a red tie. So I'd be wearing red, white, and blue.
Well,
I'm so glad I don't have to do that anymore.
You should do that for the video, though, if you're Romney. But you should, weren't you? You were in a red state. When you moved to Washington, isn't that a swing state? Did you wear two ties or a two different color tie?
Well, Washington is kind of split in half. In fact, people in Washington kind of throw around the idea of being split into two states, one called Cascadia or Olympia, which would be the west side, west of the mountains where all the liberals are, and then, you know, the Inland Empire, which is the red side, the desert farming side, which is east of the mountains, which is where I was. It's pretty much the same politics, Wyoming and eastern Washington.
Yeah.
Except in Washington, everybody was way more statist just because the state is so much more omnipresent in Washington. Like literally, I think I've said this on the cast before, but literally people know like the numbers of the codes. Like there's a legal code. I forget what they call it, but people would be like, well, that's against RW14.72. And I'd be like, the fuck are you talking about?
Man,
who the hell knows the numbers of the code?
They probably teach it in high school. Like, well, here's what you do to get your tax money. You quote this.
Yeah.
They don't teach the Constitution, but they teach like what local ordinances to use like government guns against people.
Yeah.
Exactly. They don't teach the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence. They teach,
they don't teach anything that would empower individuals, only stuff that would make individuals submit further to the state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so square, man. So square.
Wow, this show's flying by. This is our last segment, huh?
I know. I'm working on the show notes. I'm stealing time from the Fiends right now to work on the show notes.
Oh, since Andre's in the path of the hurricane, what are people like? Are people worried about it? Like, what's the feeling on the ground there?
On prepper shows, preppers have a term for people who aren't prepared. They call them like pigeons because in an emergency they flap around with their arms waving everywhere.
Yeah.
Are people acting like that?
I make it a pretty good point to have most of what I need, but you know, today I went out and got a few last minute things I needed. I went to the grocery store near the house, and a lot of the shelves were just bare. And, you know, the people were just, you know, in that panic mode, where everybody's kind of like pushing past each other and just being kind of rude. Like, you can just feel the tension. Like, if somebody bumps your shoulder and then you turn around, like, excuse me, they probably fucking punch you or something like that. Like, it's, you know, they're just getting that desperate. So it's pretty pathetic.
Wow.
But I mean,
are they evacuating or what? Are they going to do like an evacuation?
Nobody that I know was really leaving. I don't know anybody that's leaving.
I remember when Hurricane Rita hit Houston, like they like did a forced evacuation of where my mom lived, and like they had this evacuation route, which is silly because they have like evacuation routes and it's always like one main route and then everybody gets on it. And Houston, like the metropolitan area, is like 4 or 5 million people, like some massive amount. And my mom said she got on I-45 that they wanted her to get on, and literally sat in the freeway, which had become a parking lot, for 24 hours. Like, nobody moved. And people were running out of gas on the freeway. It was ridiculous.
So
hopefully they don't try to force you to evacuate or anything like that.
Evacuate my bowels.
You pulling a Nicki Minaj, Michael?
No, I'm sitting here playing Croc Hunter. It's a first-person dope shooter game. Croc Hunter. Crocodile Hunter.
Sounds fun. You can still do drugs in virtual reality.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to lose your sobriety date. You play Croc Hunter. I like it.
Yeah. I've been playing Skyrim a lot lately, and there seems to be a really heavy drug tone in the game, because every time I turn around, there's somebody trying to sell me something called Skooma or something. And it's always like some shady guy off the side of the road, like, hey.
I'm asking Skooma. Skooma.
Nice.
I like it.
I love when video games have drugs.
Without him trying to kill me, and I'm like, dude, I don't care that you sell. Like, I can't even be like an ANCAP in the game. Like,
I know. You gotta be working.
Because as soon as I turn him down, he's like, oh, I can't have you snitching.
It's like, which thugs would you like to be represented by? There needs to be a first person dope shooter game, ANCAP. Croc Hunter game. I don't know much about games. You guys both game. I mean, from what I've heard Nima talk, though, like the closest thing to any kind of libpair game is Red Dead Redemption, isn't it? Because the government's the enemy. There's also you take what you can get. I mean, there's also Homefront, which is, you know, the United States is invaded, the government has abandoned you, and you have to form militias with your neighbors to defend your neighborhood.
Huh. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you haven't seen that? I played that one a little. It's amazing, and it's written by the guy who wrote Apocalypse Now.
Well, I might actually have to look into that now. Like, some of the big games just kind of, I just missed some of them for some reason. But I'll have to go back and look into that.
Yeah, it's a really cool, it's really violent, but it's like, you know, and it's kind of cool because not a lot of, it takes place like in the here and now. I mean, I guess like, you know, what's the one where you shoot prostitutes? I guess it does too, but.
Grand Theft Auto.
You know, I remember playing this like this arcade game a long time ago in Buffalo when I was on tour with my band Bomb. It was like a really low bit res thing. And it was like, you're supposed to be like out shooting bad guys. And at one point, just to see what happened, I shot one of the cops in the game, and it said, "What are you doing?" And then I did it again. And then I did it again. And it was like, game over.
Oh, wow. Oh, really? They didn't even give you a chance to fight back?
No, it scolded me, though. It was like, "What are you doing?" Like a human voice in the game said that.
What was the name of the game?
If you kill a cop in a video game, it'll steal your quarter.
It'll steal your soul. It'll steal your soul and walk the earth. Now, I don't know what the game was called. Is it a truck stop? I have no idea.
Is that a truck stop? Okay.
It was called, like, shoot the bad guys in the face over and over and over.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an Onion reference. You ever seen that? It's like an Onion news piece about some first-person shooter game. It's called like Face Shooter, and you just shoot people in the face for the whole game, like at point-blank range with all different weapons.
Wow. So I'm going to have to look that one up.
Yeah, it's on the Onion. Just search Onion Face Shooter. Onion News.
I mean, Onion, those dudes are fucking geniuses, man.
Yeah, they are.
I'm playing old school games right now, man. I decided to take a step back.
Pong.
Hooked up. I did a Sega Saturn emulation on my PC.
Oh, wow.
And I've been using my my PS3 controller as a controller because I was able to figure that out too. And I've been playing Panzer Dragoon Saga and Shining Force 3.
Panzer Dragoon Saga. Awesome.
Do what?
I said Panzer Dragoon is fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the RPG, Panzer Dragoon Saga, and it's completely amazing. And there is a kind of a libertarian anarchist twist in it, right? Like, the whole thing is the Empire is trying to dig up all these ancient weapons, and there's, like, a rogue Imperial general who decides to rebel against them. But he's not the good guy because he shoots, like, your general or whatever, or your boss, and you get upset at him. And so you go after him, and he's, like, explaining to you about how he wants to control the thing called the tower, which is the thing that controls the world and all the monsters in the world. It's what the ancients left us. And I think that that's a metaphor for the state, because it ends up being that you find this other group of third people who are kind of like anarchists. They're called the Seekers. And they decide they want to destroy the tower. They're like, well, there's no reason we need to be controlled by the ancients' theories and what the ancients did to us. There's no reason we need to keep that around in our life. We need to be free from the control. And so I haven't finished playing it again, and I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure that in the end you destroy the tower, you destroy the ancient hold on society, which I think is a metaphor for the state, at least being an anarchist playing it.
That's awesome.
It's really
funny how, you know, ideas like that of, you know, escaping that type of horrible slavery is acceptable in a video game, but as soon as you start to, you know, try to apply that to real life. I mean, not actually like destroying something, but, you know, just trying to separate yourself from that, or, you know, not have people dig in your pockets
for
whatever you want.
I mean,
then all of a sudden you're a kook.
I mean, think about even on a simpler level, like how many people shoot people all day long in video games, but don't think you should be able to carry a gun to protect yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Calling in drone strikes. Did you hear over the debate? They ran a poll of all of the like Xbox players that were viewing the debate via their Xboxes, and they were asking, should there be more drone strikes or whatever? And I think it was like 80% of the people were just like, yeah.
Is there a drone strike video? Is there a drone video game yet?
Should there be drone strikes, but should there be more in addition to the ones that are already happening now?
Well, thanks for hang on here a sec. We'll talk to you after. This has been a great Freedom Fiends. Thanks, Andre.
Yeah,
thanks, Nima.
Thank you.
Worms. Yeah.
Burn.
Gamers want to actually use real drones. I think that's where they recruit from, for the drone pilots.
Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean. Available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.